several times, and I've actually shared a few portions of it already. But I want to go ahead and share this with us tonight. As you and I are 7 days into 2021, and how that, I don't know about you, but the close of 2020 was not fun. Didn't even seem right. It just wasn't the same as it used to be. But I guess that's all right, because we're moving into an era of time where it ain't going to be like it used to be. We're going to have to fight the fight of faith. We're going to have to lay hold of eternal life. That which can be shaken will be shaken. Amen? And you and I are going to have a hold of God's unchanging hand like we've never had a hold of it before. If God can't lead you in your everyday life, He can't lead you at all. You can write that down, quote that later on if you want. Praise God. Galatians chapter number 1, verse number 15 through 17 is my opening text for tonight. Amen. I guess this is my first message for 2021. I'll try to make it a memorable one. Does anybody remember what I preached in January of 2020? Oh, man. Well, you know, if you'd give me about 10 minutes, I could go back here to my computer and I could tell you exactly what I preached in January of 2020. But I couldn't tell you what I preached in January 2020 if I didn't have the messages back there on my computer. Why? Because time is filled with swift transition. Things are flying by. And what we needed in January of 2020, well, that's past. And now it's time for 2021 and what we need now. Galatians 1:15, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Praise God. You can be seated again tonight. The key words that I want to pull from this text is to reveal His Son in me. I want to try to preach for just a little while here on revealing Christ. Revealing Christ. Just a little tidbit here. Paul gives a reference to the fact that he is an apostle. And of course, he tells us in other scriptures that he's an apostle. And I don't know whether you realized it or not, but when the disciples put forth their effort to choose the 12th apostle, Jesus never told them to do that, did he? He just told them, go to Jerusalem, tarry until you be endued with power from on high. He didn't tell them to go to Jerusalem, pick another apostle. Because that was Jesus' job. You remember, He chose the first 12. He never left it up to the other 11 to put the 12th one in position. Because He called Paul the 12th apostle. And you will find through Scripture and even in the book of Revelation that there is a place for those 12 apostles. Paul, an apostle. Paul, called of Christ. Paul didn't go to the other apostles. He was taught by Christ himself as one born out of season. And he was to go to the Gentiles. But now here you and I are in 2021. And what God is wanting out of you and what God is wanting out of me is to reveal Jesus Christ to people. This is something that I will have to be conscious of. This is something you will have to be conscious of. Or we will let someone go by and will not reveal Jesus Christ to them. Revealing Christ is the call of the church. Not the call of the pastor. Not the call of the preacher. Not the call of the teacher. Because you are called to be a believer before you will ever be a teacher or a preacher or a pastor. And all believers are called to reveal Christ. I know Paul is making reference to himself personally to reveal the Son. But you and I are to be revealing Jesus Christ in our lives also. Matthew chapter number 5, I want to run through these scriptures kind of at a rapid rate. Try not to expound on each one of them. If I do, we'll be here for 2 hours. Praise the Lord. It's amazing how much you can preach on one verse of scripture. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And while I'm reading these, I want you to put yourself in each one of these verses. Are you poor in spirit, or are you high-minded? That's the opposite. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Are you hot-headed? Or do you keep yourself under control so you can reveal Christ? Are we getting the picture yet? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Remember, I'm talking about revealing Christ. Some might say, well, you know, I'm not real good at talking to people. You don't have to be real good at talking to people. You just got to be real good at treating people right. You just got to be real good at doing right to reveal Jesus Christ. Notice none of these things talk about words. They talk about deeds. They talk about ways of life. They talk about how we are acting personally. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. Talking about revealing Christ. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Whoa. You're the salt of the earth. But the salt can lose its seer. And then it is good for nothing. Talking about revealing Christ here tonight. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Do you get your candle lit in the house of God? Do you get the fire burning in the house of God? And do you take it home and put it under a bushel? By the way you live, by the things you desire, by the actions you do, have you been known to say these words, "Don't do as I do, do what I say"? What is that? That's putting your light under a bushel. That means you're not walking in the light, you're not doing what's right, but you want everybody else to do what's right. Now, if you're a head of a household, you are causing great calamity in your household. Because you are not leading by example. You're just wanting everybody else to do right, and you're wanting to do your own thing. It's time to be the light of the world. If you can't win your own household, there's going to be severe judgment. That's why it was a serious thing for me to train up my children in the ways of the Lord, because I knew I would be judged if I didn't do what I needed to do. Not saying I did everything right, but it was on my mind to do right. It was on my mind to hunger and thirst after righteousness. It was on my mind to discipline them, to train them, to not just tell them what to do, but to show them what they need to do. Why? Because I was a light unto them, a candle unto them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. You see, we're going about doing good and letting our light shine before men, not to be recognized by men, but they will see something's different about your life. And that will glorify God in heaven, because they see what God's doing in your life and your seriousness about being a light to shine. How serious are we about doing God's will in 2021? Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, I like this scripture, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. God's word is never going to change, church. A jot and a tittle, I know our school students sometimes don't understand, but you know, you got to put that period where it belongs. You got to put that apostrophe where it belongs. You got to put that comma where it belongs, so we'll know exactly what you mean. That's a jot. That's a tittle. Not one of them's going to change out of God's word till all be fulfilled. We're just trying to teach you how to write and how to talk right. A pause here, a pause there. Hallelujah. I got news for you. When I first started preaching, I didn't preach like this. Y'all and waff. Woo. I had to go to grammar school so I could learn how to preach right, say it right, so people might know what I'm talking about. Amen. So it does make a difference what you do know if you really want to do something for God. If you really want your light to shine, go ahead and apply yourself to learn things that's going to help your light shine better. Amen? Praise God. God never said, be ignorant. He said, be wise. He said, the fool says there is no God. Can I kind of put it like this? The fool says, what difference does it make? makes all the difference in the world if you want to reveal Jesus Christ. If you want to reveal Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you present yourself. I mean, the list could go on and on and on. We're talking about revealing Christ. Being mindful of our behavior. Being mindful of our manners. Wow, how did we get here? Anybody in here have a little bad manners from time to time? Well, if you want your kids to have good manners, you're going to have to show them. Hello. Glory. And the list could go on and on. We could read on here in Matthew chapter number 5 and number 6 and number 7. And every one of these portions of Scripture are challenging you and I about our lifestyle and the way we live our lives and the way we think. And so our mind frame has to be renewed. It has to be refreshed. And our will has to be brought into subjection to God, fresh and anew every day. Paul said, I die daily. Matthew chapter 7, verse 28 and 29, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Do you understand what that meant? The scribes taught men but they didn't live what they taught. The scribes couldn't say be holy for I am holy because they weren't holy. But Jesus taught as one of authority to the fact this is how he lived his life. See, that's the authority that it's talking about. Jesus wasn't saying and teaching anything he wasn't already living. The scribe said, we need to do this. We ought to do this. But most of the time we don't do this. And Jesus said, I have done this. And this is what I want you to do. That's the authority that Jesus Christ taught as. He was revealing the kingdom of God and the power of God and the power of regeneration. The power of Jesus Christ working in a heart, working in a mind. The power of someone that gives themselves wholly unto the Lord. You know, most problems arise in Christians' lives because they don't want to give all to Jesus Christ. You would be surprised how many Christians are just giving very, very little of their personal lives to Jesus Christ. But you do know the difference of those that want to surrender all because something's going on in their lives. They're revealing Christ. They're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. They're merciful as they have received. Are you getting the picture here about revealing Jesus Christ? To reveal Jesus Christ, I've got to have Jesus Christ. To reveal Jesus Christ, he's got to be ruling and reigning in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. To reveal Jesus Christ, my thought pattern must be one of I must bring myself under subjection so I can reveal Christ. Number one, in my household. Number two, wherever I may go. You leave a good taste in people's mouth? Or a bitter taste? Woo. We must be mindful of our actions, our words, and our deeds, our expressions, our feelings. Amen. For they must reveal Christ. I'm not saying we're all going to be perfect, but we all could be perfected. Putting that extra touch on our lives. That's what Jesus wants to do in 2021. 1 Peter 1:15, but as he hath called you, is holy, as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And that word conversation means lifestyle. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now you can argue with holiness all you want, but it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Number one, you'll never be holy unless Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning in the heart. You'll never be holy if it's just more of a profession than a possession. You would be surprised how many people are just trying to live off a profession and not really a possession. That kingdom of God within. We're reaching way back, Brother Noah Hatfield. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to our God. How many's ever heard that song, Showers of Blessings? Mercy drops round us are falling. We got a multitude of people that just run from mercy drop to mercy drop. When they get in a bind, they want touched. When they can't stand themselves any longer, they want a touch of God. But they just won't go and dwell in the showers of blessing. They just won't go dwell in those heavenly places. They just won't go there and stay. Hallelujah. They just go, get their mercy drop, and go their own way. That's got to stop in 2021. You'll not make it. The fire is fixing to be turned up. And if you want to maintain your relationship with God, then you're going to have to be ready to make changes immediately. Ain't going to be like it used to be. I'm sorry. It just ain't going to be like it used to be. And we're going to have the wisdom of an almighty God for each day we live in 2021. I believe that, church. I really do. And we're going to have to be holy as He's holy. We're going to have to be in that relationship with Him to where He is coming out of our lives so we can reveal Christ. There's multitudes out there. They're looking for somebody that's real. Not a facade, not a profession, somebody who knows Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Ready to suffer in the flesh so I can cease from sin. Whether you realize it or not, that's a portion of Scripture. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. What does that mean? That means my flesh is the source of sin. And if I'm ready to suffer in the flesh, what's that mean? Deny it. Crucify it. Tell it no. Well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? Just say no. Now, I might be revealing my age, but there was a point in time when there was a little cliche going around saying, just say no to drugs. Nobody paid attention to it. We got a terrible drug problem going on in the world today and right here in Chelsea, America. I mean, they forgot to say no. Well, look around. This is what happens if you don't say no. And it doesn't make any difference who you are. If you get in the pattern of not saying no, your life will become a wreck just like anybody else's. Just because you profess Jesus, you've got to possess Him. And you got to learn to say no. Hallelujah. You know, I had to learn to say no to my children when they were growing up. There were times I just had to say no. Believe it or not, there were times I just said no on purpose. Just so they could learn not to have what they wanted. You got to teach them. You got to train them. Praise God. Hallelujah. I always taught my children, good things come to those who wait. I just passed a vehicle for the fourth time to another individual. We purchased a 2005 Pontiac Vibe in 2010. I personally drove that Pontiac Vibe, I don't know how many years, probably almost 200,000 miles, 175,000 miles. I passed it down to Jason and Sarah. They needed that second vehicle at that time, and I didn't need it at that time. I had a Dodge Dakota. So I passed that little Vibe down. Well, time went by. They didn't need the Vibe anymore. They were probably going to sell it, but I said, I'll take it back. And I sold my Dakota instead. Rolled over 300,000 miles on the Pontiac Vibe. Now, the story behind the Pontiac Vibe is we had a '97 or '98 Dodge Caravan that would go about 10 miles and die. And we were still trying to take it on trips. You can just turn it off, fire it back up, go another 10 miles and die. And we traded that nice Dodge van in on this Pontiac Vibe and got $1,000 out of that van. Because I had just thought in my mind, if I can get $1,000 after this van, I'll buy that car. And I did. And I bought that car. And look. Because I've just always waited until the right one came along. Now I've got a 2010 Toyota RAV4 that I have waited on for several years. And now I own one. And when I saw it and I drove it, I knew this is the one. Why? Because through the years I've learned to wait on the Lord to bring just what I need my way. And if things got pressed, then I just pressed the Lord. I said, Lord, I really need. I got to have. But most of the time, I really didn't have to. I just waited. I'm saying all that to help you get an understanding. God is there. He is concerned about your life. And He has promised you and I that if we'll seek first the kingdom of God and all of its righteousness, that He will take care of our nominal needs. Our clothing, our food, our transportation, our homes. If we'll just seek first the kingdom of God. Woo! Hallelujah! I believe God's word. I take it as truth, and I have seen it fulfilled time and time again. I trust in Him. Hallelujah. And what I want out of 2021 is I want to be revealing Christ. I want to be revealing Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. He's talking about judgment. He's talking about the wrath of God falling. Hey, I think we're seeing some of the signs of that's about to happen. He said, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Whoa. That's just at church though, right? As long as we get it done when we're in the house of God, then whoo, we got it made, right? Oh, no, that's not what that means. That conversation means lifestyle. How you live your life everywhere. if we see the judgment of God is about to fall, how foolish is it to continue living after the flesh? Very. I'll give you the answer. Very foolish. You know, if we see the wrath of God coming, what manner of person ought ye to be? Oh. Don't fall prey to the strong delusion. It's not that bad. It's not that often. It's not that good either. And it's more often than it ought to be. Hello. Whew. What manner of persons? Notice that it said persons. That's everybody. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice the terminology, that you may prove what is that? Revealing Christ. Revealing Christ, that you might prove to the world of the mighty power of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, working in your life. Working in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, God of heaven, stir our hearts and stir our souls. James 1:4. But let patience... Oh. The virtue you strive at the most. I didn't say you have. That you strive at the most to be patient in line, to be patient on the road, to be patient in the home. Be patient. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing or nothing. Need to say it right. I want my students to talk right. I've got to talk right. Philippians 2:15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Wow. Do you need rebuked? You know, we talked about manners a moment ago. Do you need rebuked? Do you think of others before you think of yourself? Do you esteem others greater than yourself? Do you show forth manners? Manners are esteeming others greater than yourself. We've got a terrible syndrome in these last days because of the darkness that's come upon the land, is that everybody just has to accept me how I am. And they're the ones that have to change, and they're the ones that have to overlook me. Well, why don't you and I live a life where they don't have to overlook us at all, but they want to be just like us? Why should we have to overlook something we're doing? Does that mean we're doing something wrong? I realize Scripture tells us to bear one another's burdens, not be critical. But that doesn't mean we have to let people go on acting foolish and their behavior unmannerly. Because actually we've been called to rebuke, correct, and instruct in God's Word. Woo. Hallelujah. And so mannerly is putting others before yourself. And I could really go into some detail here of what manners is all about. That means putting and being kind to everyone else and not putting other people in a situation where they have to endure you. This is getting tight here tonight. But it's 2021. How many years have you heard something like this and never done anything about how you've been living your life? study to show yourself approved. How many study your Bible? I'm not talking about Sunday school. Wasn't Sunday school lesson good this Sunday? That was awesome. Shepherd, sheep, know his voice. Do you know his voice tonight? Can he correct you tonight? Can he change your life tonight? Are you so bent on living your life the way you want to live it, he couldn't change it? If your life depended on it. Because there ain't nobody going to change your life except you. When it gets surrendered to him. And it will change automatically. It's called regeneration. Oh, we talk about regeneration as when we first meet Jesus Christ. But I got news for you. There's a lot of Christians that need regeneration. They need a brand new start in a surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ so their life can now become a light to shine instead of darkness. Because if the light that I have is darkness, the Bible says, great is that darkness. It ain't shining one bit, and it's doing more harm than it's doing any good. Woo! Help me, Jesus. Last scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means all of you. Every part. Every bit. And I pray, God, your whole, that means all of it. Your whole spirit, your mind. Your soul, your feelings, and your body. Your body. Be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Revealing Christ. Hallelujah. Regeneration is not just for the beginning. It's got to happen at the beginning. But sometimes we stray away from the leadership of the Spirit of God. We stray away from a heart hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We stray away from being merciful as He is merciful. We stray away from being holy as He is holy. And we need a brand new regeneration experience with Jesus Christ. It's just been too long since we've been in the holy presence of a holy God that burned in my heart a hunger to be holy as He is holy. If you're just trying to be holy in your own efforts, I want to let you know you're not going to get it done. But if you start building fresh and anew your relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you're going to come forth holy as He's holy. Because He's going to start working in you fresh and anew the kingdom of God. And the whole purpose of what God's after in His church in 2021 is that you and I begin to live our lives with the desire to reveal Jesus Christ to men and women. To be mindful that every individual we meet needs more Jesus. Do you need more of Jesus? I do. We've got to start living our lives that every individual we meet, they need more of Jesus. And so that means I've got to have Jesus that I can give to them. I've got to be able to reveal Jesus to them. I've got to have a mind frame of Jesus Christ is the answer to earth's sinful problem. I've got to have a faith and a confidence that Jesus Christ is able to wash away sin. He is able to regenerate a heart. He is able to reveal himself through you, through me, to those that are around us. Young people, you're not exempt at all. Titus, you've got to reveal Christ to Grant. Grant, you've got to reveal Christ to Titus. Timmy, you've got to reveal Christ to Isaac. And Isaac, you've got to reveal Christ to Timmy. We got to realize we all need more of Jesus. And what we have of Jesus, we need to share with one another. That's where being kind to one another comes in, preferring one another. Oh my, showing manners to one another. Not always wanting to outdo one another, but to help one another, to encourage one another, to lift one another up. Hallelujah. Brethren, that's what we need to do for one another. Sisters, that's what you need to do for one another. Brother Pepper, that's what you need to do for your church. My prayer at the close of 2020 was, Lord, help me to become an encourager of the people. To encourage men and women to go farther, to be strong, to be courageous. You see, church, it takes courage to say no to that old flesh. It takes power from above to say no to that old flesh. God, help me be an encourager of your people, that God is able to secure us. He is able to strengthen us. He is able to take us to higher heights. He is able to bring forth things in our lives that we never thought could transpire if we will just begin to make ourselves available to God. What does that mean, Brother Pepper? And I'm closing here tonight, Sister Lindsay, if you'd come back to the piano. To make myself available to God. That's more than just here I am, God. I'm putting my all on the altar. Literally. That's not enough. Lord, I'm going to pray more. It's not enough. Lord, I'm just going to quit doing all my bad habits. That's not going to get it done either. What's it mean to make yourself available to God? That means, Lord, I am now going to surrender my mind and my will to you. And I want to be directed by you every day of my life. Every moment of every day, I want to live your holy way. And it has to become your prayer. It has to become your desire. I don't know whether you remember how much you really had to seek God to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, that's how much you and I are going to have to seek God to be victorious in the Holy Ghost. Because just because you got baptized in the Holy Ghost doesn't mean you're victorious in the Holy Ghost. You have to give yourself to God every day, every moment of every day. And I'm sure you will agree with me, most of the time, we don't get that done. I don't get it done. I don't get it done. But the only one that can change that is me. It's me. My desire, setting my face towards His throne. Allowing the Spirit of God to stir up my spirit to lay hold of more of Jesus Christ, so that I can give more of Jesus Christ. I can reveal more of Jesus Christ. You see, if your sins have been washed away, then you can reveal the forgiveness power of Jesus Christ. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you can reveal the joy of the Spirit of God in your worship, in your praise, hallelujah, in your honor that you give to God, hallelujah, praise be to God. And as you yield up this old body to the Holy Ghost, you can reveal the power that Christ has to bring you victory over yourself. Oh, hallelujah. You see, I mean, that's, are you getting the picture? Let your light shine before men. Let your light shine before one another. Embrace the truths that God has shown you. What I mean by embrace them, I mean live them. Live them. If you know what's right to do and do it not, my Bible tells me that's sin. And when I'm ready to quit sinning, I'll have victory. When I'm ready to do what I know I need to do, then I will be victorious. Because Jesus Christ can only bring me face to face with truth. He will never make me do it. But He will empower me to. But if you haven't found out already, you're going to find out real soon. You've got to become a willing vessel. And you've got to follow Him every day. Every day. No matter how stressful it gets that day, you still got to be mindful to reveal Jesus Christ. No matter how many things go against you that day, you still have to reveal Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, every day He lived on the face of this earth, I don't think it was stressless. Jesus was stressed on every side, pressed on every side. Paul made the statement, pressed on every side. Peter, we read about his life, he was pressed on every side. But they went about revealing Christ. Jesus Christ went about doing good. It's never wrong to do good. It's never right to do wrong. So let's be good, because that's always right. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and treat people the way you would like to be treated. That just makes life pretty sweet. For them and for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've got to be mindful, church. We've been saved to reveal Christ. Not only to a lost and dying world, but to our children, to our young people, to our friends, to our family, everybody. Because everybody needs more of Jesus. Everybody needs more of our Lord. Everybody needs more love. So let's purpose in our heart to give it to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand. Father in heaven, I praise your holy name. And truly, God, you have spoke to us tonight. Your Spirit has spoke to us. Darkness is on the land, But you want us to be that light to shine. You want us to live holy. You want us to hunger and thirst after your righteousness. Father in heaven, stir us with your Spirit and help us to stir our own spirit. God of heaven, to rise up and do more about revealing Jesus Christ to those that are around us. Lord, help us never presume everybody's doing all right. Help us just always lift up Jesus Christ. And always, Lord God, do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Oh, God of heaven, hallelujah. Purposing in our heart, Lord, to allow you to have your wonderful way in our lives. Praise be to our God. Could we lift our hands, church? Hallelujah. God of heaven, we rejoice, Lord, in your word. We rejoice, God, in your love. We rejoice, O Lord God, in your Holy Ghost. We rejoice, Lord, in the greatness of your salvation. Lord, we rejoice that we can be in your house again tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, that you've answered prayer. You have moved on our behalf time and time again. Lord, we are now moving towards you. We are now giving ourselves greater to you. Hallelujah. To walk with you. To talk with you. To be taught by you. To reveal you. Lord God, wherever we may go, to be mindful. To be tender. Oh, to allow your Holy Ghost to help us reveal Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, to let our light shine. To be the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. To be in the right place at the right time. Oh, blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your holy name, God. Oh, to allow the love of Jesus to flow. Oh, to flow. Hallelujah.
Let them see Jesus. Let me be a reflection of his love and mercy today. Oh, when they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone looks at me, let them see him.
Praise our God. Hallelujah.